I'm Ivalia Luna, and I reside on the 3000 block of Stone Valley Drive, and I'm here to tell you that I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice, no matter who is for it or against it. And I'm a human being first and foremost. And so whatever that means to you all and whoever, but whatever benefits humanity as a whole is the most important key here. My number to my office is listed. Some of you even have my cellular number that you can call me on my mobile device and ask me directly pointed questions in regards to what I may have said or done. But I didn't receive a call. Commissioner Ballard mentioned that I only responded back to Judge Gillum's email. I reply to who sent me the email. That's the decorum that I carry. I was asked by the Budget Committee to submit the data for the class that we had served at that point in time, and that snapshot was as of April. So we have a board meeting tonight, and it is open to the public to come. There is an annual report that we provide to the community. And if you look at transparency, you can go into the city's website at hoptown.org and go into public records and pull our minutes and receive our documents. You can call our office. We'll give you those as well. But if you look at any of the agencies, especially county, city government agencies, how many other agencies, full disclosure, provide those documents online and inspection like we do? We have a moral responsibility as a Human Rights Commission to be the model within this community, and we will continue to do that. And that agency will continue to thrive with or without the Christian County, with or without the ordinance, because the people will always come forward to fight, because it is on every generation, it is the duty on every generation to fight for civil rights. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Luna.
Thank you.
Does anyone else like to address the court? Wait, what? All right, let's move right along. Next item is old business, and in that section, the item of business is the 2023-24 Christian County budget for the second reading. This will be the second reading of our budget that it passed unanimously the first reading. And I'd like to thank the Budget Committee for all their hard work. We probably spent over 40 hours meeting with stakeholders to ensure that we understood all aspects of the decisions that we were making, and making sure, first and foremost, we're good stewards of our taxpayer dollars. We took a very methodical approach to this budget. We looked at our constitutional responsibilities. We made sure that we met those obligations. We've invested in our community's safety responsibilities and tried to take care of our employees with a salary increase. We also had to be creative in paying for the fixed and variable costs that have increased, like insurance and asphalt. With that, I'll read the budget for the second time, and it was approved on 5/23. We sent it to the Department of Local Government. We received their approval from Robert Brown, the state local finance officer, on May 31st. So, budget of Christian County fiscal year, June 30, 2024, summary of analysis of appropriation. General government, $3,856,661. Protection to person and property, $1,096,303. General health and sanitation, $847,000. Social services, $217,476. Recreation and culture, $722,054. Airport, $30,000. Capital projects, $1,599,000. Administration, $5,227,906. For a total general fund expenditures of $13,605,400. Road funds, for roads, $3,517,961.
Capital Projects, $85,000. Administration, $543,639, for a total road fund expenditure of $4,146,600. Jail Fund, Protection to Persons and Property, $6,731,647. Administration, $2,316,753, for a total jail fund of $9,048,400. Local Government Economic Assistance Fund, for our roads, that is basically the severance from our quarries in the area, $239,500. Our E-911 Fee Fund, for Protection to Persons and Property, $1,285,250. Administration, $10,000, for a total E-911 of $1,295,250. Health Insurance Fund, administration of that, $3,394,500. Our General Obligation Bond Fund for Debt Service, $993,877. And our American Rescue Funds Capital Project that we've earmarked for broadband for the county, $10,800,000. When you add General Fund, Road Fund, Jail Fund, LGEA, E-911, Health Insurance Fund, Total Obligation Fund, Bond Fund, and Total American Rescue Fund, you receive a grand total of $43,523,527. Mm-hmm. So you've had the second reading. I ask the court, what say you?
Move to accept the budget.
Thank you, Mr. Squire Peterson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Squire Barnett. Is there any discussion?